Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Welcome, everyone. I am Tammy Adams. It is so wonderful to be able to be here today. Today is, to me, an amazing show because I was reading, I was like, oh, wow, this is such a gift. Being able to talk about our body, our soul, and our spirit, and how it all connects, and what's the whole meaning behind it, and why is each one significant, but how all of them together create completion. So there's a lot to go through in a very short time. So to me, today's a very important day because there's a lot to teach, there's a lot to explain, and there's a lot of information to give to all of you. If you do not feel like your answers are answered during this radio show, do not hesitate to get in touch with me and to try to contact to ask further information in regards towards the subject of your spirit, body, and soul. You could always contact me on my website, which is, go to my website, asktammyadams.com, and then there's a place where you can email me personally and get in touch with us and let me know what your questions are that you may have in regards towards this subject or maybe past radio shows that you're interested in as well. To me, when I think about our body, I think about how blessed we truly are. Like last week, we were talking about, we were talking about an amazing subject, which was gratitude. And I was like, wow, I'm, pretty shocked I never talked about this before. And after I did the show, and I was like, I was really happy talking about gratitude and very thankful being able to talk about gratitude. Because we do have so much to be thankful for, and God has given so much to us, but we do not spend enough time being thankful to our Father God in heaven, being thankful to our Creator, and being appreciative for whatever the situation may be in our lives, whether it's negative or positive. Be thankful for the blessings. Why? Because as you're thankful for those blessings, as you're thankful for the opportunities and the doors that are opening in your life, what happens? Doors start opening. Your vibration, your attitude, your emotions start changing. When you allow yourself to realize that in reality, we have no control. We don't have control over the weather. We don't have control over Wall Street. We don't have control over all these things that create negatives and positives in our life. But the more we allow ourselves to be thankful and appreciative for every moment, for every experience, our vibration changes because we begin to be so happy. We have so much joy and so much love in our lives again. It is wonderful. It is an amazing, amazing gift. So many people don't understand why it is important to be in balance today. And I will explain. Being in balance, truly in balance, helps us to be able to walk our walk, helps us to be able to live our purpose, and to truly be able to open the doors that are meant to be open in our life today. Being able to be in balance helps us to not be a part of that negative vortex, that negative swirl that drags us down. when we're in balance, we don't let things cause disruption, and we don't feel like we're going too much to the left or too much to the right. We feel like we're able to stand up tall, be confident, and be who we need to be. And the truth is, every single one of you were born perfect ever since the moment you took your first breath, you were perfect in every way, shape, or form. You were perfect. And every one of us are born perfect. Even if the world may think that we have flaws, oh, this one has too many freckles, oh, this one has too many birthmarks, this one has, their nose is a little crooked, whatever it may be. Oh, look at her toes are too long. But guess what? That's the world's opinion. But in reality, God created you like that for a reason. There's a client that actually, it's a family that I've worked with before, and they are so extremely beyond the point of old souls that out of the 9 people that are in that family, I think it was 5 of them have webbed toes. Their toes are all connected and webbed. They're not separated. They're all connected. And they're all great swimmers, extremely powerful athletes, and have created a lot of accomplishments because of that. We forget where we have come from. We forget the blessings. We forget quite often about the blessings that are given to us. And that's just a silly example that I'm talking about with these people that I've met and that I know. But so many of us have tiny, teeny, little type of differences. But it makes us perfect so that we can be this amazing gift to the planet, so that we can stand out and help people to understand that each and every one of us are different. Each and every one of us are unique. Each and every one of us are special. Being in balance and really truly being connected to who you are helps you to accomplish connecting to your purpose. Are we born connected to our soul, our spirit, and our body? People ask me that quite often. They say, but Tammy, maybe when I came into the world, maybe I was disconnected. Maybe, you know, there was this issue, that issue, and I was disconnected and I didn't have the connection to my soul, my spirit. Maybe I was just disconnected and I couldn't connect myself because I had all these complications, or I came in with all this, you know, karmic energy, or whatever, you know, people, there's 20 billion excuses that we can make. There's 20 billion excuses we can make, but there's only one answer. And that one answer is to allow ourselves to just be. The more we allow ourselves to just be, the more happiness, accomplishment, peace, love, tranquility, amazing lives that we will lead and have. But to answer the question, are you born connected with your soul, your spirit, and your body? The answer is yes. We are born connected. We are born perfect in every way, shape, or form. There is no disconnect when you are born. When you are born, there is no disruption with your soul, your spirit, and your body. It is connected and it is perfectly aligned at that moment. Now, the thing that amazes me when we talk about the moment of birth and you take your first breath, that is when it is necessary for every person on this planet to realize that is when the challenges also begin, but that is also when the gifts begin. Because at that moment, it is all up to the people that are around you to give you the most powerful, most amazing gifts that a person can receive, which is nurturing, love, passion, understanding, unconditional love, and teaching you that anything is possible, not impossible. There is no such thing as I cannot. There is only I can. And people don't understand that because we don't teach that anymore. We don't live by those rules or those morals or those gifts. We don't let our brain, our bodies allow them to grow to major lengths of knowledge and acceptance and connection. Our body is so much stronger than what we know. Our minds are so much more powerful than we know. And so is our soul, and so is our spirit. And we disconnect from these because why? Because the people who have born us, your mother, your father, are the ones who are a part of giving you this beautiful gift of comfort, of confidence, of love, of connection. And when you lose that connection, when you lose that faith, that trust, it begins to break you down, and it begins to make you feel insecure. So where you can rebuild that is by allowing yourself to realize that your soul and your spirit is so much more powerful than what you know. Your soul and your spirit is connected to God. And we will continue this in a moment after this commercial.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. 0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So like I was saying, how the way you create healing and one way that you can allow yourself to have hope and have confidence and have trust once again is by realizing that your spirit and your soul is connected to God. And through having that connection with God and our Creator, you can have complete balance. Are you feeling as though you're connected now, or do you feel as though you're disconnected? This is an important, extremely important thing that you need to ask yourself in order for me to benefit you very strong today. So are you feeling as though you are connected, or do you feel as though you are disconnected? Being disconnected is something that most people feel. And the reason why most people feel disconnected is because we don't allow ourselves to really keep our body, our spirit, and our soul in balance. And it's really easy to become disconnected when we allow ourselves to not really keep our minds open, to not really understand what's going on around us. We keep our minds closed off and we keep our hearts closed off. And when you keep yourself closed off, then of course you're going to feel a very strong disconnect. You're not going to feel a place where you fit in. You're not going to feel any type of real true peace and tranquility when you're not allowing yourself to have that happiness and that peace within you. When you are pushing how many people away, what do you feel has created these blocks? So do you feel as though you have been disconnected for 5 years because of something that happened 5 years ago? Or do you feel like you've been disconnected for many years? Or maybe you've been just connected or disconnected just for a couple months. I know that when people become disconnected, it's not something that we choose. It's not like we wake up and we say, we're going to close ourselves off and we're going to stay disconnected from the world. We truly do want to have happiness. Each and every one of us are born with that desire, that passion, and that part of our soul and our spirit and our body that wants to have happiness. But you cannot have happiness, you cannot have balance unless you have connection, unless you have all three, your spirit, your soul, and your body connected. And it's funny because I was thinking about this when I looked last night and I was like, oh, wow, okay, you know, this is what I'm talking about tomorrow in the morning. This is beautiful. I love this subject. This is really amazing. This is really wonderful. I was looking at it last night and it reminded me of a story of a client that I recently just started working with. And this person was feeling as though she can't even feel herself walking on the ground. She's just like, I don't even understand it. I feel alien. I feel disconnected. I feel constantly just out of place, you know. And this is somebody who has a very strong position in business. And her position in business has a lot to do with making a difference in people's lives and creating these programs to be able to help people to make huge advancements in their lives, physically in their lives and emotionally in their lives. But yet she's running this program and she feels completely disconnected. And she's just like, how am I going to continue running a program if I'm feeling disconnected? And I'm explaining to her how her spirit and her soul and her body is disconnected. And it's not something I talk about often. So when I saw that I was talking about this, I was like, wow, I really love this subject because it's not something I talk about often. It's not something that I give a lot of information for free to many people. I talk about it in private sessions or in counseling or in, you know, programs that I create when I work with people. It's something that does come up, but it's not something that I share on the radio or in my blogs or in my newsletters. So, or even my lectures, I don't even talk about it. It's not something that I talk about very often. So when I saw I was talking about it, it excited me because so many of you don't realize that when we shut hope down, when we close ourselves off, that creates disruption within us. And that disruption within us causes our heart to be disconnected. And when your heart becomes disconnected, then you no longer have feeling. You no longer have this passion and this desire that you once had that was filled in a very positive way. You know, the reason why we have what we have that God has given to us, our heart, our mind, our intuition, our emotions, our feeling, our taste, our senses, is because we are meant to be emotional. We are meant to feel, to love, to be passionate, to be a part of the world, not to be disconnected, not to sit in a corner and become a hermit, not to allow ourselves to find a corner in the earth and sit there and say, I'm going to hide away. Even though that was something I wanted to do personally ever since I was a child. You know, I saw myself as always being very odd and I didn't fit in, and I was extremely intuitive and very gifted and talked to angels and saw Mother Mary and had relationship and connection with Jesus. And it was a very common thing. And I would talk to other people and see if they had that same type of relationship or that same type of connection. And people would be like, no, you're weird. No, there's something wrong with you. No, you're demonic. No, you're not godly. No, you're just odd. You're seeing things, you're imagining things. So there was many, many names that I was called, many things that I was told ever since I was at a very young age. And if it wasn't for the teachers that I had that were absolutely beyond the point of spectacular, I would have been disconnected from my spirit, from my soul, and from my body. Even though the relationship and the connection with my guardian angels and spirit guides is including Mother Mary and Jesus themselves, I have always felt a very strong, strong amount of gratitude and appreciation for my teachers because they have always inspired me to show me that all of us are meant to be different. And those who don't understand different, those people who don't get us that are different and very gifted, are just scared. It's not because they hate us. It's not because they think we are evil or ungodly or whatever they call us. It is because they are scared because they do not have this gift. They do not have this understanding. And they were not gifted with the opportunity and the blessing to have this love and this connection and this amazing, wonderful series of angels and gathering of spectacular, amazing teachers, whether they're alive or gone. So all of you have guardian angels, every single one of you. So when I talk about how you need to be in balance by communicating with your own guardian angels, by communicating with your own specific guardian angel that was given to you by our creator, By you having that relationship, that will help to create balance. Can you have all three, your spirit, your body, and your soul, in balance again? Absolutely. But you have to allow yourself to realize what is creating the blocks first. You cannot be in balance without forgiveness. You cannot be in balance with holding up walls. You cannot be in balance by trying to control, which is one of the most famous words in the world. Control, 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 control. I just heard about this tragic story about this person who just came back from Korea, and he came home comatose, and he died, and he passed away, and we're sitting here, and we're just like, oh, la-di-da, life goes on. You know, every day, there's tragic, major tragic, extremely severe tragic. Tragic that is unheard of. It's not supposed to be something that we should be accepting on a daily basis. Whether it's another bombing, whether it's another terrorist attack, whether it's another suicide attempt, whether it's another person who's lost and wants to just go, you know, kill themselves, whether it's another, you know, person being a bully and texting and telling people to go commit suicide, and then the person does commit suicide because of hate crimes. These are not things we are supposed to be hearing. These are not things we are supposed to be advertising and constantly, continuously talking about. We need to change the vibration and be an example and help to spread good news and love and light. Because if we change the vibration and we spread good news, then we can change the vibration, and then we can help people to connect with their soul and their body and their spirit once again. To be in balance means to get rid of the blockages. To get rid of the blockages means to no longer also to not have fear. There's so many things to talk about. Okay, after this commercial, we will continue.
Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for, and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, Then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. So like I was talking about, being in balance, and can we have all three in balance again? And the answer is absolutely yes. Is it something we have to work on all the time to be in balance in order to keep in balance? Is it something we have to work on all the time? Well, of course. Absolutely. The answer is yes. Because like I explain to people time after time, day after day, moment after moment, in order to be in balance, it is a must to be aware of your energy, of your soul, of your spirit, of your body. Our body gives us messages daily. Oh, don't turn that way. It hurts. Oh, shucks, I fell and I bruised something. Oh my gosh, I just twisted the wrong way and I pulled something. Oh, I ate this and it's making my stomach upset and now my intestines are inflamed because I did something incorrect again. Our body is the most amazing creation. Amazing gift. It is so spectacular because it is constantly communicating with you. But guess what we are doing? We are ignoring each and every sign, message, expression of our body that is giving to us. We're not listening. When our body is screaming for attention, we are neglecting it. There's people that I am constantly working with that I know that are constantly allowing themselves to ignore, truly ignore the pain that they are physically feeling because of what? Because they are focusing on taking some type of substance, drugs, alcohol, food, sugar, doesn't matter what it is, to ignore that physical pain, that unbalanced and disconnected part in our body. So that we don't have to pay attention to what is going on within us. Our Creator has given us the most perfect, most amazing. Even science talks about how spectacular and how perfect our bodies are. The way everything connects and everything has to do with one system. The way the arteries are connected, the way the neurons are connected, the way everything is connected, our feeling, our sensitivity, our touch, our vision, our smell, our taste, everything is perfect. And it constantly is communicating with us. Our senses, our body, is constantly communicating with us, but we are neglecting that communication. We are pushing away the message. We are pushing away the warning signs and saying, I don't want to hear you right now. I want to focus on doing what I'm doing. I want to be bad. I want to neglect. I want to not hear that. And then we listen when it's too late, whether it's being in the hospital, whether it's being disconnected, whether it's having negative results or having to, you know, have an accident, whatever it may be. We create that because we don't listen. So is it something we have to work on all the time in order to be in balance? Yes. It is like when we are working at a job or at a career, or if you're working at a relationship or you're helping your children or you're loving someone, you have to work on it daily. It's not something you do every once in a while. When you have a job, you work at that job daily and you give your all daily and you give your focus daily. So why would I not say, if you do that for something that's, in my opinion, superficial and not significant, you know, our careers are not a part of our purpose. It's not a part of our soul. It's not a part of our body. It's not a part of our spirit. It's something we do to survive on this planet. And I'm not saying it's negative. I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm just saying it's not a part of our soul and our spirit and our body. But yet we give so much more to that than we do to ourselves. We give so much more to that job, so much more to that career than we do to ourselves. There's people that I know that work literally, including myself, but literally work, I don't know how many hours, probably anywhere from 12 to 16. Sometimes there's people that I know that work 18 hours a day. A day. Just so that they can make for sure that they continue climbing the ladder and accomplishing the workload that needs to be accomplished. Even though they're not getting paid for 12 to 18 hours a day, but they are working those hours. Even teachers. Teachers work, you know, say from 7 to 3 or, you know, 8 to 2 or whatever it may be. But they bring home such a workload that most teachers that are there eating, sleeping, breathing, and taking care of our babies, our children, and they're bringing home workloads to where they don't go home to have a private life, to have their own children, to have their own husband and wife and time of comfort and time of regathering yourself. Our workloads are constantly going home with us, and we're working at it, and we're giving that time in. We're working at it. So why would you not work daily at being able to be in balance with your spirit, soul, and body? What is your soul? Or what is our soul? Okay? What are our souls? Where does it come from? What is it? This is a really, really good, really good point. Our soul is the most significant, most important part of our whole being. The body is just a vessel. It's just what we are living in. But it's something that we have to be, you know, definitely treating very sacredly, making for sure to protect, making for sure to take care of, not eating grease, not taking it for granted, not neglecting it. Not making for sure that it's fit, not being lazy. You have to take care of the body, obviously. It's the vessel. It's what our soul is living in. Your soul is what has traveled through all the universe, through all these lives that you've lived. Whether you're 2,000 years old, whether you are 500 years old, or whether you're just maybe 200 years old, maybe you're only 100 years old, and you've lived two lives. or you could be a new soul. I'm not sure because I'm not on the phone speaking to you. But you definitely, definitely have a soul. And that soul is connected and created and comes from the very breath of our Creator God. Your soul is the main, it's a tiny piece of sand. It's a tiny granule. It's a very teeny speck that comes from our Creator God. It is so magnificent that I don't have a word that I can express or say that will help you understand how magnificent, how spectacular, how amazing your soul is. Your soul is the secret. It is the message. It is the understanding of your purpose, of who you are. It is the true, true magic. That's the best way I can explain it. It is the magic of you. It is the amazing gift of who you are. How old is our souls? Well, to each and every one of us, our souls are different. You could be thousands and thousands of years old, thousands and thousands. You have to remember, mankind has been around for thousands and thousands of thousands of years. It's not as new as you think it may be. It's not. They're not just 5,000 years old. Okay, we will continue this after this commercial.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
And we are back. So, what is our soul? Like I explained a moment ago, our soul is our connection. It is our existence. It is the breath from God, our Creator. Why do we need a soul? Every human being on this planet needs a soul for the purpose of not being empty. If you do not have a soul, you don't have a purpose. If you do not have a soul, you do not have a reason to be here. If you do not have a soul, you will not feel emotion or passion or connection. If you are just created, like, you know, how they're trying to do this cloning and all this, you know, let's do test tubes and let's just, you know, make our own children out of machines and, or not out of machines, but, you know, basically putting everything together and creating it instead of a little, you know, refrigerator or, you know, some type of machine of some sort. That's created without a soul. That's humans pretending to be a creator, humans pretending to be God. There is a natural order, in this world that we live upon, that we live in, that we're standing, eating, sleeping, breathing, and a part of. And those who create anything, I don't care if it's a lamb, a pig, a human, I don't care what it is that they create, a mouse, a chicken, create something that is not with a soul. That being, that thing is created without a soul, unfortunately. And if we do that, we are going to continue to see even more disaster. We are going to continue to see more war if we do not destroy ourselves sooner. People have become so disconnected from their souls that we are living as though we don't have one in the first place. We ignore morals. We ignore what is the right thing to do because we refuse to allow ourselves to look in the mirror and look at the damage that we have created. People that are turning around and killing one another, people that are killing themselves, people that are creating bombs and just literally blowing up people for no reason, going and shooting people for no reason out of anger. It is because they are feeling a disconnection from their soul. It is because they feel there is nothing else out there. They are disconnected from love and from passion and from truth. We need to help to bring this back. Can we live without being connected to our soul? In my opinion, no. And I just answered that to you very clearly, which comes out of anger, murder, suicide, mistreatment. I mean, everything negative that we see on this planet today is because of people being disconnected from their soul, which is something that I will never do as long as I live on this planet. What about our spirit? So we understand our soul. Okay, our soul is basically, it's a piece of sin. It's a piece of God. It's a piece that God has given to us, our creator. It's our soul. It's more important than our body. It's more important than anything. It's the most important piece of us, of our existence. It is our light. That is our light. Our spirit is the vibration. It's the energy. It is literally what helps to keep us thriving. Our spirit, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're depressed, that's our spirit. Our spirit is the energy that is within us. It's the energy that is around us. And there's so much more that I have to talk about, so I'm kind of having to speed this up. But our spirit is very significant. And it is something that really brings forward light as well. Because by us allowing ourselves to be connected to our soul and us allowing ourselves to realize that there's a meaning, there's a purpose, there's something significant that we are here to do. We are here to experience and live and love and breathe and be in gratitude and grateful for. then your spirit continues to allow itself to be very floaty, to be very alive, to be very awakened, and to be very bright. Is your spirit your soul? Absolutely not. What makes your spirit awaken is by us allowing ourselves to be transformed energetically, not having our chakras and energy point levels within our body to be blocked. When our chakras are blocked, then we become disconnected. When our chakras are blocked, it disconnects us from our spirit. Whether it's your throat chakra, whether it's your heart chakra, it doesn't really matter which one you choose. But when you really allow those chakras to be opened and aligned, you then begin to see how you are in balance and how your spirit can be awakened.